Tracy might be poking her head in here in a minute. I apologize for taking a break and forgetting to ask you this.
Oh, that's
fine. You said that you were drugged.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Rosie has a pharmacy of drugs. She's, I've got a few pictures, actually, of her bathroom and a couple of different boxes of pills.
Pictures with you? Or
yes, okay. On my phone. There's always been, like, no boundary between her pills and my pills. And, she has basically just prescribed for me whatever she has when I complain about anything. And so I know she has a lot of painkillers and, a lot of, like hormone pills and different kinds of depression pills. And, anyway, so when I, for example, when I was not reacting well to, I can't remember what kind, just as a disclaimer, I have no memory for pills. I can't remember when I take them or whether she gave them, it's not whether she gave them to me, but when I stopped taking a certain pill and started taking a certain pill because I've been put on so many different kinds of medications. But I was not reacting well to, I think it was,
office call, so I have to keep my phone on me today.
But I was not reacting well to one kind of medication, and she said, oh, well, just stop that one completely and start this other kind that the doctor gave to me, and I like it a lot. And, I mean, she just gives me pills all the time. And I have an aversion to jam, because when I was a child, she would crush pills or put the big pills that I couldn't swallow in a spoon with jam, and I would swallow it that way. Growing up, I had, 7 different vitamins every day, and I would try to swallow them all at once because I hated swallowing pills so much, I just wanted to get it over with. And, I mean, I just remember her snapping at me when I tried to swallow more than one pill at once, because she was like, you'll choke, and then you'll have to take more. And so it was just like I was wasting her pills if I had to throw them up or whatever. So as far as the drugging, I just know she has strong, Valium and a couple different things.
Has she given you any prescriptions?
Yes.
Recently, that you're not prescribed?
Yes. Okay, she's given me progesterone. She has her own doctor that I've never seen, Dr. Purser, who prescribes progesterone and a few other, growth hormone and things to her. And some of them are in shot form, but I've never had a shot that I know of. But she does shots every day for herself. But she has given me pill form of progesterone or a dissolvable tablet that you put under your tongue. She's also given me an oil that is a progesterone oil that you put on your inner thighs and your stomach and your inner arms to absorb fast. And that's when I've said, I can't wind down before I go to bed. And I, or I'm having a bad period or something. And now she's,
How do you feel when you take those?
It... my first thing that I was going to say is it knocks me out, but it's not that potent in a small dose that I take consciously. I just, all, like, it's so relaxing. So, and she's pretty insistent. I mean, and I do have really bad periods, and so it's just, it was a relief to have something. So.
When was the last time she gave you those?
She gave me, well, she's offered them to me, and I've said no thanks up till now, but let's see, recently. But the last time she gave me pills was probably a month ago.
She given you any other pills?
Progesterone pills. She's given me Prozac and Ambien. And Ambien is really potent for me. It's scary. I hate Ambien. And Sonata occasionally. She's on Adderall, and she's insisted for years that I have ADHD and that I need medication for that, and so I've been on a lot of different kinds of ADD medication and things, and I'm sure I'm not, but it was so hard because she was so insistent and kind of scary to the doctors, almost. Like, she has it. She can't cope. She needs the medication. She's just really insistent, intense about it. So, and when I've taken Adderall or it starts with a V. It's like the same thing, but it's time release. I get super jittery and just like totally out of it, and my vision gets crazy, and then as it wears off, I get a huge headache and just like totally fall apart. So,
has she given you any of those pills recently?
No. But she is constantly suggesting it.
Okay. I think that's the only follow up question I had from the.
Okay, and actually, there was one more experience that I didn't write down, and I wanted one more thing.
Okay.
When you asked if there were other people involved, mm-hmm. there is another that is with David and Rosie, and a group of David's friends who are just big, thick Hispanic guys. Or Native American, I can't tell. Can hardly tell the difference. We hiked. We went on a day trip. It was a hike up into on a hill where there were pine trees, and we hiked into a little clearing, a little circular clearing with a fire pit and like logs and rocks and things to sit on. And we all sat around, and it was like she had carried me part of the way because I was so little. This was when I was probably 3. And David was going around the circle with a gallon Ziploc bag of dried peyote. I believe it was peyote. But he was, you know, just using a spoon and just giving it to people around the circle. And when... I guess this is more of a character description for Rosie. Maybe it's not necessary that I tell you right now. But anyway, so he went around the circle and... And when he got I just remember, like, he was standing, and I was at his hand level, about, and just looking at this big spoon with peyote on it. And, you know, he went to give it to me, objected, and he said, no, I'll do it. Like, he just objected the other way that he wanted to give it to me, offered to take my portion for me because I was so little. But he just jammed the spoon in my mouth and then kept going. And when I told her, she said, oh no, that was me holding you. That was I was the one that objected to you getting drugs. That's horrible. But there was no objection on her side.
How many other, you said there were Native American or Hispanic, how many guys were there?
I don't know, five.
Do you know where this area was that you went to?
I don't. I know that it was probably in Spring City. There's no other area like that around here that I can recognize.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right, we'll take another break and then we'll...
Okay.
Sorry.